Author Frances Mays knows how homes have the power to shape and define us as much as we shape and define them. 30 years ago, she fell instantly in love with a 200-year-old fixer-upper farmhouse in Tuscany. It's been her muse and renovation project ever since. Her best-selling book, Under the Tuscan Sun, tells the story. And now, Frances has compiled a collection of essays about finding the meaning of home in her new book, A Place in the World. She joins us now to talk about what home has meant to her, especially after the lockdowns that kept so many of us home during the pandemic. Frances, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Rick. I'm so delighted to be with you.
I understand you're just home from 6 months in Italy. How was it being back in Italy?
Yes, it was absolutely wonderful. Of course, you know, the past 2 years, travel has been so fraught. And it was just amazing to be there and have it be kind of semi-normal again. My last book came out just as COVID hit Italy. It was a travel book, Always Italy. And no one wanted to hear about Italy at that point. So it was great being there this summer and seeing the rebound of travel there and people being so excited about being back in Europe again.
And your home in Italy is in a beautiful town or on the edge of a beautiful town, Cortona. Does Cortona feel back to normal? Is the energy in the streets post-COVID and everything?
Yes, it's exhilarating how it bounced back. The Italians were so courageous all during COVID. And, you know, it really paid off. They have just come back like doubly strong. And there's just kind of a sense of exhilaration that things are normal again, more or less, more or less.
You know, when I go back and assess how Europe's doing, it's really the energy in the street that I find I'm looking for. And in Italy, you've got it in the piazza, and you've got it, just the love of life, the passeggiata.
Yes.
And
yes.
Italy without the passeggiata, Italy without the piazza, really is not Italy.
No, it isn't. That living room aspect of the piazza is one of the things I love best about being in Italy is, you know, everyone comes out, you go in town and get your cheese and you get a recipe and you go into the wine store and you're invited to a tasting. And there's just such a convivial, delightful sense of life being lived right up front.
Convivial. That's a word I love to use when I'm talking about Italy. Hey, I'm so excited to talk about your book. It's called A Place in the World, Finding the Meaning of Home. You live in the United States and in Italy, so you've got two homes, essentially, that you settle into. And when you wrote Under the Tuscan Sun, I'd say you became one of the most famous homemakers in the country. You know, you've spent decades fixing it up. And what did your experience fixing up your fixer-upper teach you about turning a house into a home? I mean, think about the experience you had moving into Italy and making a home.
It was so unplanned in that sense. I thought I was going there to write and travel. I didn't really think of it as home, but it became that over the years. And I've just completed a third restoration. So during COVID, I started thinking a lot about that very question, like, why is that home? And I realized that of all the writing I've done, a whole lot of it has been around home, that, you know, the return to home of the traveler and the back and forth pull of want to go to the airport, want to stay home, that the lure of travel and the pull of home. I began to think a lot about that during COVID and came up with that idea that it's always such a marvelous feeling to travel home and equally marvelous to go. And I started thinking about, you know, what is it that defines home? So that's basically what the book is about. Not that I've got a lot of answers, but it raised a lot of questions.
That's so interesting to think that we travel to get away from home, but in a sense, good travel is being at home, quote, at home on the road. You wrote, much about home is imagining home. As you were in Italy, what did you learn from your Italian friends? What did the Italian culture teach you about being at home?
Well, this is so interesting to me that there's no word for home in the Italian language when it is just so quintessential to their character, that sense of home, but they don't really have a word for it. But I started to feel at home there, and it was very mysterious to me because it's not my country. It will never be. I'm just, you know, not a drop of Italian blood or anything, but why did I feel at home there? And that's what I'm examining in this book.
Frances Mays is our guest on Travel with Rick Steves. Her memoir, Under the Tuscan Sun, was a bestseller for more than 2 years. Since then, she's written a number of titles about life at her villa, Bramasole, near Cortona in Italy, and how it contrasts with her life in North Carolina. Our interview was conducted when Frances's book, A Place in the World, Finding the Meaning of Home, came out. She's also just released a novel. It's called A Great Marriage, and it explores casual choices and consequences for two families when a wedding is called off at the last minute. You'll find links to Frances's work and her prior conversations with us at ricksteves.com/radio.
I think part of it is that Italians live with a sense of beauty. And I think if you live in a place of beauty, it begins to transform you. You get changed by it, and you have more expectations that other things will be beautiful. And there's this kind of leap I make in the book. Why is that? Why does beauty affect us like that? And I came to these leaping conclusions that it promotes generosity, and that generosity is what really defines Italians to me. They are always giving you something, and that giving makes you feel like a whole different sense of living. I mean, there's so many aspects of that that keep coming up for me, but finding a basket of figs on my gate, dozen eggs, you know, right inside the gate, people bringing over things constantly. There's this feeling of that in Italy that really makes me feel at home there and makes me feel equally that I want to give. It's really profound kind of experience for me.
It's almost a challenge for Americans because we come from a time is money culture where everybody is, you know, you say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm real busy. You know, as if we brag about being really busy.
Yes.
In Italy, there's that generosity. There's that tempo of life. There's that dolce far niente, the sweetness of doing nothing.
Yes.
The hospitality, the mind-blowing hospitality. You can be inspired by that.
You can. And a sense of being at home in time, too, is something I've really learned to appreciate there. People have time for you.
Talk about that, the tempo of life.
The house becomes a symbol to me. I read this book a long time ago called The Poetics of Space. Bachelard says in there, the house protects the dreamer. And I started thinking about that as a part of the traveler. You come back to the place where you have the protection of the dreamer, and the house is where you are most creative, where you try to be the person you set out to be. And I have all these feelings about the house in those terms.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with author Frances Mays. Her latest book is A Place in the World, and it explores her passion and obsessions with houses and objects and the people that inhabit them and the meaning of home. We have links to her books and our previous interviews with Frances about her favorite places and foods in Italy with this week's show notes at ricksteves.com/radio. You know, Frances, you call your house Bramasole, to yearn for the sun, and you call Bramasole your muse. How can your house be your muse?
It's a place that inspires me, and I think that's what a muse is whatever inspires you. But just looking out into that same valley where people have looked for 300 years and having a secret private study where it's all mine and it's where I go, it's where I'm protected as the dreamer. And the house becomes rather iconic in that circumstance where it's not just where you're protected from the wolf, you know, the four walls and where you hang your clothes and love your family and entertain and all that, but it goes beyond that to me, that the house becomes a kind of symbolic temple. That's a big word for me, but it's a strong concept, and it does seem like, you know, one of the holiest things in your life is where your life takes place.
There's rituals with a temple, and you talked about that in your book. You wrote so beautifully about the rituals of when you arrive, the smell of the vegetation outside and the rustle of the wind. What's it like when you arrive after being gone? As I mentioned, you split your time between North Carolina and Tuscany. When you do go back to Tuscany, how do you set yourself up? How do you rekindle that beautiful home fire?
I leave the place set up for return. I leave the book I'm reading open on the bed. I leave my papers in a certain order. I leave it just so when I come back, it's as if I never left.
Hmm.
And that's kind of a ritual that I go through every time I leave. And coming back, it just feels totally natural. When I come back to North Carolina, I have such a different sense, and I can't really explain it, but it's not the place that inspires me in the same way. But North Carolina is where I get really most of my work done. But I'm much more of a hunter-gatherer in Italy, and I'm, you know, taking notes and reading a lot and seeing tons of people and going places. And then I come back here, and it's a different kind of sanctuary where I'm not as involved with the piazza, for one thing. I'm not going into town every day, so I'm at home, and I'm able to work and concentrate. So in a way, it's a kind of a perfect balance. Although sometimes it seems like, oh, you should choose one or the other. This is ridiculous to go back and forth all the time.
Frances, in your book, A Place in the World, Finding the Meaning of Home, I was impressed that things are really important to you in the home. And I was thinking about it, and that makes some sense. Tell me a little bit about the importance of things that are collecting dust in your beautiful getaway in Tuscany.
I know, I try not to, but I do. I have several collections of religious, what I call folk art, naive religious objects that I have been collecting for years. But my main thing I collect is books, and now I have so many books here and so many books there, and the book I want is always in the other place.
Oh, my goodness.
But those are... what I do mostly is not collect things anymore. What I have been mostly focused on when I'm at home is gardening and making gardens and creating spaces, garden rooms, and have done a great deal of work both in the United States and Italy on making gardens. And, you know, the root of a garden is walled paradise. And I've always thought, surrounding your house with the outdoors that connects with the indoors is part of my feeling of what home is. I love gardens.
I keep thinking about my image of your place in North Carolina and my image of your place in Tuscany. Just it's my general feeling about our life here in America and the fantasy of traveling in a place that has the patina of age. There's something about the patina of age and nature spilling indoors and indoors outdoors, and every charming place I've settled into in Italy has that patina of age that you just couldn't get where I live, and it also has that wonderful mix of nature creeping in to the interior and my interior spilling out into nature. I think you have that at Bramasola.
Yes, that indoor-outdoor is so transparent. In Italy, in the summer, we live outdoors. It's that wonderful connection with nature that is just natural. And the Italians are still really connected with nature. They walk, they forage, they're out there, you know, picking that wild asparagus, the green almonds. There's still this beautiful connection with nature. And again, I think that makes you feel at home in the world to have that and not to be closed in to your really frigid air-conditioned space and not go outside.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with author Frances Mays and exploring the power of place and home. She's made a name for herself writing about her home in Italy, and ever since she penned her story of buying an abandoned Tuscan farmhouse in her best-selling book, Under the Tuscan Sun, Frances has been writing about how we can be at home in our travels. And her latest book is exactly that, A Place in the World, Finding the Meaning of Home. Frances' website is francismaysbooks.com. Frances, I really was sort of fascinated by the comment you made in your book, Italians live in their towns the way we Americans live in our houses. So in a sense, Italians, the piazza is sort of the extended deck or outdoor living room of the Italian family.
Yes, the piazza is full of cafes and small shops, so everything's quite intimate. But that gathering in the piazza has just never changed in Italy. Even if you go to Milan, in the neighborhoods, they have their places they gather. It's still a very strong sense of community. You know, Rome, Palermo, you see it everywhere. It's not just in the rural towns that they've maintained these intimate contacts. It's all over.
And it goes all the way back, if I understand, to Roman times. So this is really ingrained in the DNA of being Italian.
Yes, the Forum, yes.
The piazza is something that's integral. And then you mentioned conviviality, hospitality, neighborliness. And I know you love cooking and serving food and so on. Your book has recipes in it. If you think of food as kind of the swizzle stick for this conviviality, and I came to your place in Bramasole and you were going to share a meal with me, what would we eat and how would you make that meal the inviting kind of experience that would be your goal?
Well, seasonality is still really big there. I had broccoli last night. It was the first time I had had broccoli since last winter, because there's no broccoli in Italy, or maybe there is somewhere, but in our area, you know, there's no asparagus right now. Everything in season. So it depends on what season you came. If it were in the fall, it would probably involve some wonderful funghi porcini lasagna. I think that would probably be number one on a fall menu, and sausages with polenta.
Oh.
Each season gets really into the food of that season, and heavy ribollita soups and all the hearty porchetta if you eat meat. If you do eat meat, the porchetta is really good.
Oh, sign me up. Please sign me up. Francis, the subtitle of your book is Finding the Meaning of Home. And you've lived in a number of places, and you're famous for creating a home in Tuscany. Is there one little special moment, one vivid kind of feeling that your ideal home can give you that you can share with us?
In the summer nights, we lie down on the grass in front of our house, and the Milky Way is just flashing over the house with falling stars, and you get this immense feeling, this totally minuscule of your own life feeling. But you look up and you realize that you're always traveling. And to lie down on the plain earth and look up and realize that this earth is traveling around the sun and that you're always on a journey, but there you are grounded. It's kind of both ends of that question of home and travel for me, to have that sense of being at home in the world. You do feel that at that moment when you are connected to the stars, but you're lying on the ground.
Mm. And that is the blessing of travel, to find a way to be at home in our beautiful world. Francis Mays, thanks so much, and best wishes with your writing, your travels, and being at home wherever you go.
Thank you. You too, Rick. Enjoyed it.
Travel with Rick Steves is produced at Rick Steves Europe in Edmonds, Washington. I'm the executive producer, Tim Tappan. Our associate producers are Kasmira Hall and Donna Bardsley. Website uploads are by Andrew Wakeling and Sherry Court. Affiliate promotions from Sheila Gerzoff. Our theme music is by Jerry Frank. Find out when other radio stations air Travel with Rick Steves. You can find a list of our affiliates at ricksteves.com/radio. We'll see you next week with more Travel with Rick Steves.